How are you?
How are you? So good to see you.
It's nice to see you again.
Yes, I'm going to introduce so we're all formal. You ready?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I'm mailing about with Swen Temmel, and he is starring in Survive the Game. Hey,
Hey, nice to see you.
you too. It's been a while,
It's
but
been a minute. It's good
a
to be
minute.
back.
Yeah, we're still here, which is a good thing.
Nice. I like your background. It looks familiar.
I had to edit out the woman because she looked like she was shooting me in the head.
That doesn't work. But there's a lot of fights that happen in that background. So.
I know. I want to unpack some of those fights because you did not hold back, Swen. I have a feeling.
No, and thankfully my co-stars didn't hold back either. Everybody gave 110%. I think everybody was in love with this project, and there was certainly everyone had to be on board with the amount of action that happened in this film.
So take me through some of the stunts. I mean, here you are kicking this woman's butt, and she took it as good as she got it, believe me.
Oh yeah. I
She
mean
ate it as good as
Oh
she
yeah.
got
I mean
it.
the women in this movie gave it just as much as the guys, and they were some badass chicks. So I gotta hand it to them. They put up a tough fight and they could have taken me, but I had a little bit of luck on my side. And no, I mean the stunts in this were they were it was a lot, but we had a great stunt coordinator and some great stunt guys, so I made it a lot easier. It was safe. And we had a lot of fun doing it. I'm not gonna lie.
So, did you connect with Kate just a little bit? Never.
No, actually, vice versa. When she was kicking me in the side, I got a few knees to the side of the ribs, but nothing to cry about. But that's what happens. And when everyone's in it to win it, things happen. But nothing ever serious happened, and I'm sure I might have tapped her once or twice too.
Tell me about this stunt where you are going off the balcony. I mean, I don't think I'm giving too much away there, but it is so cool.
So, unfortunately, that was a stunt that was very big, and I would love to take credit for it. But I have to say, I got to give credit to my stunt guy because that was, I think that setup just for that one scene for them going over the balcony took them, I think, 4.5 hours to set up. And they were up in there, hanging there the entire time. So hats off to those guys for making it look real and great and emotional. So I would take credit for it, but they worked too hard for me to steal that thunder from them.
Well, now given the opportunity, Swen, would you have done it?
I would have done it on the day. I would have 100% done it. I love getting into those kind of moments and things, but sometimes time isn't on your side, and they also don't want to kill one of the actors and then not have a movie. But everything was done safely, and if I would have had the opportunity, or if the opportunity came up again in the future, oh, 100% I would do it.
So now, the last time I spoke to you were like best buds with Al Pacino. And now you've got Bruce Willis in a movie. I'm learning things about you, Swen.
Oh yeah, and this won't be the end. I think you'll continue to learn some things. But yeah, I mean, working with Bruce was a, I mean, whole different ball game than working with Al Pacino. Different acting styles completely. But Bruce is the biggest action star in the world, and I think he will be for a very long time. So working with him was, a lot of, I learned a lot of new things because he knows what he's doing. He's been in the game for a long time. And you got to make sure you're on top of it because when he's going, he's going. Sometimes he'll throw things at you that aren't on the page, that aren't scripted, and you got to move along and react to those things. And I think there was one time where he said something and I was like so taken back. I was like, was that real? But just got to make sure that you're with him the entire time because he's good.
I gotta tell you, I have a great Bruce story. It's really quick. So he was in this movie, I can't remember the name of it, and it was back in the day when we were doing junkets, press junkets, at like fancy schmancy hotels. And it was a storm and a half, tons of snow. Everybody that showed up got a steak and lobster lunch.
Wow. That's good.
Right?
That is good. Dang, that doesn't happen anymore.
No, no. But he's so generous, and what a spirit. So is that something that you got from him?
Oh, 100%. Him, right? I've said that to everybody today, is that, you know, there's just something so kind of, he's like a big teddy bear. There's just, you know, at first when you're like, oh, I'm going to work with Bruce Willis, there's this, you know, the butterflies of like working with one of the biggest. It's like, you got to make sure you're good. You make sure you're prepared. But then once you're there, it kind of all goes away, because he's just there, and he's there to work with you. And I felt like I was his partner. There was no way around it. I just felt like, you know, we're partners on the stakeout fighting the bad guys. And, you know, he made it really easy for me to believe it.
So what was most surprising? And then we'll get off the Bruce Willis train.
The most surprising about Bruce?
Yeah.
That he's still, I don't know what the guy does in his workout routine, but the guy is as strong as a friggin' ox. Even at his age, I wouldn't want to get into a fist fight with the guy, because I know he could take me out. But he's in it. I mean, he's punching guys, taking them out. He's built like a brick house.
Wow, that's great. Now, the first time that you ever handled a gun, what did that feel like? You know, it's one thing to shoot a gun in a movie, right? And right. You have to learn safety. You have to learn how to do it.
Right.
So what do you remember?
Well, I know the first time I ever, you know, shot a gun in a movie, I was like, I've maybe shot a gun once in my life when I was like 14. I should probably go to the shooting range. So I went like a couple of times to the shooting range to get comfortable with it, to feel safe around it, because, you know, I mean, even on movies, I mean, you're shooting blanks, but it's still a real gun and you still got to know how to handle it. And then on top of it, if you're playing a cop or whatever, you got to make it look like you've been handling it for years. So yeah, there was a lot of preparation that went into it, but now I do feel more comfortable around them. And it's not, now it's sort of like, ooh, we get to shoot guns today, fun. Or, ooh, we get to do a fist fight today, or I get to go out a window, or I get to do this. There's no more hesitation, because I've done it in the past. So now it's almost like, ooh, I get to have dessert today. This is fun. Because the acting stuff is, you know, when you're doing dialogue, you got to really make sure that your performance is there, you're connecting with your partner. With the action stuff, it's the dessert. It's the reward at the end. So I thoroughly enjoy it.
Well, this is definitely action with a capital A. Oh,
from start to finish. This is like a train going 100 miles an hour, and there's no stopping it whatsoever.
Did you get to hang out in the farm at all? Was that something that you were able to do? I know
that in Puerto Rico, we were there from 6 a.m. until 6 o'clock every night. That was our only location, because even though there's various things that look different, it was all in that compound. So we've spent our entire shoot there, and it was a beautiful location. It was in the middle of Puerto Rico. It was about an hour drive from the hotel every morning, but you know, you drive up the mountain in the dark, and then you watch the sun rise over the hills, over the jungle. There's waterfalls and everything. It was just extraordinary, and it was a beautiful place to film.
Did you take Meadow with you?
She was there. She was by my side. She enjoyed it. So she's not much of a morning person, but hell, she got up every morning and came out there with me and supported me every step of the way.
Now, speaking of couples, Chad Michael Murray and his real life Sarah Romer are in this together, but I don't think we ever was she ever on set, Sarah?
She was, she played his wife in the film, and she was there. I mean, they have two children, and so she's a hardworking mom taking care of the kids, and wherever they go, they travel together, just like Meadow and I do. And it was nice because we actually got to spend a little quality time with them offset and have dinner and get to know each other. And, you know, Chad is, you know, we got along from the second we met. He's just the most down to earth, humble person and works hard, shows up, does his stuff, knows what he's doing. And there's no sort of like, I'm better than you. I've been doing this a while. I don't have to show up or perform or don't talk to me. In the contrary, it was sort of like, you know, old friends that haven't seen each other in years. So I have nothing but the best to say of him. And he's got a beautiful family, a wife and kids that were really adorable.
Oh, that's so great. I have this new segment now that I started a couple weeks ago, and it's called IMDb Myth Debunkers.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready. Let's see what you got.
All right. So is it true that you said that you would play Wolverine one day?
This is true. 100%. That is my goal. That is my dream. And I mean, this happens to be for a movie that I'm doing next week, but I think I can do the facial hair of Wolverine, and then I think we could do a few claws. So yeah, that is 100% true.
So where did that dream come from for you?
Well, it was sort of like I feel like as an actor, every actor has sort of that dream role that they want to play at one point in part or another. And for me growing up, it was James Bond, actually.
I just saw the movie last night.
I can't wait to see it. And that was sort of like the, with the gadgets and the, you know, the chases and all that stuff. That was the dream. But, you know, I'm also a realist, and being Austrian, I think they'd probably hire me as the bad guy before they hired me as James Bond. And then I really got into watching the Wolverine movies. And I was like, that is badass with the claws coming out of the knuckles and all that stuff. And I was like, I want to play that one day. That's the role that I really want to play. And it suits me, I think, a little bit more than the other one anyway. So, you know, we'll see. I'm working towards it.
We have to like hatch a plan to like get rid of Hugh Jackman though.
I think he's done. I mean, he did a great job. I loved watching him in those movies. And getting in shape for those movies, between movies, it takes a lot of work. And I think he did an amazing job, but it's time for him to step aside and it's time for me to fill the shoes.
Oh boy. Oh boy. And the other myth, we'll see if it's true, that you said that you would like to win an Oscar or two someday.
This is also true. I mean,
wow, two and two.
Two and two. They're both very, very true. And I was always raised with having big goals, because if you have big goals, then you can achieve big things. Of course, you got to set little milestones along the way that, you know, I'm slowly achieving. But there always has to be the grand, the ultimate plan, the ultimate goal that you work towards. So yeah, both of those are true. You're off to a good start.
One of these days I'll catch you.
This is not going to be the last time, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of things that come up along the way. So I think maybe one day you'll get me, but we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
It's still the beginning.
Absolutely, to be continued. Absolutely. So what's your next project?
So I have a movie coming out in October called American Boogie Woman. It stars Peyton List. And it follows the story of Eileen Wuornos, the serial killer. It's sort of like a prequel to Monsters with Charlize Theron.
Cool.
And I play a young bratty college kid that thinks the world owes him something. And it doesn't really turn out too well for him. So you'll have to go and watch that and see what happens.
Oh, can't wait. Yes. Glenn, it's always gorgeous to see you. Give my love to Meadow.
I will. Thank you so much for having me on. It's so great to see you. And I hope to see you down the road very soon.
Absolutely. Survive the Game, opening October 8th in theaters.
Go see it.
Yay. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye.
I'm not going anywhere. This is my farm.
A always news,
always refreshing,
always candid,
always milling about.
Robin Milling delivers what celebrities are saying to you.